A baby born to a dead mother after a car crash has just died. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley explains live here in New York.
The couple's unborn son was delivered prematurely via C-section after they were killed in a hit-and-run over the weekend. The 21-year-old Jewish Orthodox couple from Brooklyn had been on the way to the doctor after she experienced labor pains.
She was so excited. They were very, very happy. And so was the entire family.
The community in Williamsburg, already in mourning, buried the couple yesterday. It would have been their firstborn son. Police continue looking for the driver. Dave?
And Courtney, as the UN's nuclear watchdog demands to inspect a site in Iran suspected of being used to develop weapons. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Saudi Arabia telling Iran time's running out for talks. He and the Saudis also issued a joint warning to Syria's regime. Step down or will increase support for the rebels. Cardinals have met for the first time, starting the process of picking a new pope.
103 electors were present this morning. 12 are on the way. They're expected to arrive today and tomorrow.
That's a Vatican spokesman. Congress has just 3 weeks to come up with a new budget, and there's still no compromise stopping the sequester. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, that March 27th deadline, when federal spending authority again expires, provides not just a challenge but an opportunity, at least according to Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
A bipartisan dialogue that might lead to a solution
to both sequestration and the budget for the rest of the fiscal year. But Republicans, like New Hampshire's Kelly Ayotte, are standing firm.
If we're going to increase revenue again, it's got to go to the debt.
Democrats continue to say new revenue must be part of a sequester deal. Ayotte on ABC yesterday. Durbin was on CBS. Dave?
Rich, President Obama's gone to Walmart for his next budget director, ready to nominate the executive who runs the retailer's charitable foundation, Sylvia Burwell. He will also nominate a new energy secretary and EPA director. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed it off. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
The Integrated Ocean Drilling Program at Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas invites applications for the position of Assistant Research Scientist, Staff Scientist. A PhD in geoscience is a related field and demonstrated research experience is required. Applicants with expertise in ostracod micropaleontology are encouraged to apply, but all fields of geosciences will be considered. Applicants must have a demonstrated fluency in written and spoken English. Duties include serving as Expedition Project Manager and coordinating all aspects of cruise planning and implementation and post-cruise expedition activities. Conducting individual research and collaborating with the university's interdepartmental Ocean Drilling and Sustainable Earth Science Initiative. Salary will be commensurate with qualifications and expertise of the applicant. This is a regular full-time position contingent upon continuing availability of funds for the Integrated Ocean Drilling Program. Applicants may access the application at tamujobs.tamu.edu and apply online with reference to NOV number 130817. Please attach a curriculum vitae, including a list of published papers, statement of research interests, and names and addresses of three references.
Being retired doesn't mean you're tired of being active, so now is a good time to contact Homestead Senior Care. We're currently looking for 30 good caregivers, giving you the perfect opportunity to make a difference in someone else's life. For more information, click on homestead.com/BCS.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is approaching fast. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the peace of mind that comes from having your return professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
WTW News Time is 8:05. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Three 18-year-old freshman members of the A&M Corps of Cadets returning to College Station early yesterday morning were involved in a crash northwest of Houston. Two are dead, and a third is hospitalized from the collision on Highway 290. The Harris County Sheriff's Department says the cadets were in an SUV that was hit by an oncoming Mustang driving in the wrong lanes. The impact caught the SUV on fire. The crash killed Amy Pacheco and Miguel Hernandez, who were not able to get out. The third cadet, Francisco Campos, was able to escape and is in a Houston hospital. The cadets had been in Houston to help judge a contest and were on their way back for a service project. The 21-year-old driver of the Mustang was also killed. Downtown Bryan was the latest setting for a memorial service for those affected by the Knights of Columbus Hall fire.
A string quartet from the Bryan High School Orchestra was among the participants in the service held on a vacant lot on North Main Street between 21st and 22nd. Using a police patrol car's public address microphone, Fire Chief Randy McGregor gave an update on injured firemen Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran.
Each day that we get to see them and see the progress they're making certainly brings smiles to our faces during such a difficult time.
McGregor told reporters after the service the fire department continues to grow stronger and closer in what he calls their new normal.
Firefighters on the trucks, you know, again, they're just trying to get back to what they do. And, you know, throughout this event, the calls didn't stop and they won't stop. And they're very busy, but, you know, they just try to move on and get back to where they can be.
A portion of profits from sales at nearly 20 downtown merchants is headed to the victims through the Brazos Valley Media Gives Back Fund. A recording of the service is on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station woman is hospitalized after she was struck walking across Southwest Parkway west of Texas yesterday during the noon hour. Police report 22-year-old Ying Zhu was taken to College Station Medical Center with serious injuries. A second woman crossing the street was not injured. Investigators were told the pedestrians were not in a crosswalk. A vehicle approaching from the east in the inside lane had to slow rapidly to avoid striking the women. A car that swerved to avoid hitting the first vehicle struck Zhu as she entered the outside lane. Southwest Parkway was closed for more than 4 hours to allow members of the accident reconstruction team to collect information. No charges have been filed at this time, pending the outcome of the investigation. A Bryan man convicted of participating in a drug-related murder a year and a half ago knows his punishment. 22-year-old Christopher Hernandez was sentenced to 37 years in prison and will be required to serve at least half the time before he becomes eligible for parole. The Brazos County District Court jury, which deliberated 3.5 hours, considered a range of 5 years to life. Hernandez was also ordered to pay a $5,000 fine. Hernandez was one of three men arrested for the October 2011 shooting death of Billy Menard Jr. at his Bryan apartment. Trial evidence showed Hernandez fired a revolver from outside Menard's apartment, knowing the victim was inside. Co-defendant Travis Carroll is scheduled to go on trial in July. Clayton Thompson, who fired a shotgun through the door that struck Menard, entered a plea agreement last November and is serving a 45-year sentence. Today's lunch meeting of the Bryan School Board brings back several projects for possible discussion. The list includes a proposed move of the Hammond Oliver High School from its standalone building near St. Joseph's to inside the Bryan High Blue campus. Last November, Superintendent Tommy Wallace made the recommendation in order to move the Mary Catherine Harris School for at-risk students.
We have a growing need, and not just Bryan, but across the state of Texas and in our nation, of having students who have been overaged and undercredited. And so Mary Catherine Harris is a school that will help many of our students get caught up for whatever reason they may or may not have, may have fallen behind. We've had a lot of successes at MC Harris this year.
And the board will reconsider next year's school calendar. A decision was delayed last month because there wasn't enough student input. The initial recommendation to extend the school year into June by the majority of 1,000 survey respondents became more popular as more than 5,000 participated in a second survey.
I know that in all the categories of teachers, students, and parents, all three categories went to the June count, the option three, the June calendar.
The board will also take up replacing the roofs at Branch in Houston at a cost of $1.4 million. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 59 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. For years, people have counted on us for oil changes and overall automotive maintenance. At American Lube Centers, we do business the old-fashioned way. We give you time and peace of mind by servicing your vehicles quickly and efficiently and letting you know in advance what your maintenance needs are. Our highly trained technicians at American Lube Centers do the job right. For fast, friendly service, it's American Lube Centers. Click on AmericanLubeCenters.com for our daily specials and a location near you. And like us on Facebook.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on May 5th. For the third year in a row, hundreds of local kids are expected to take part, learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's a fun, free, citywide event where kids get to make and keep the money they earn. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. It's the third annual Lemonade Day in BCS.
812 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Weather changes on the way during the next 24 hours. We're breezy and warm during today, but we're windy and cooler on Tuesday. So through today, sunshine and scattered clouds. With a southwest wind out there, temperatures 80 or better this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, low to mid-50s. Windy, cooler on Tuesday, mostly sunny skies in the upper 60s. Diminishing winds at night, 35 to 40 Tuesday night. Wednesday, mostly sunny, near 65. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Our buddy Henry Mayo keeps us up to date on what's going on in Brazos County and history and stuff. And usually on Mondays, he lets me know about stuff. And actually, today is the 40th anniversary of when Alton Meyer, class of 60, was released. He was the only prisoner of war in Bryan College Station, to my knowledge. Anyway, that was 40 years ago today.
Wow.
Now to go, yeah, really. Oh, but let's go way, way, way on back, okay? Let's go back to March 4th, 1938. And he sent me a copy of a letter that was written to the board of directors of A&M College through the president of the college, and it was a self-organized committee of citizens representing various members of the community wishing to become a city in and of themselves separate from Texas A&M University. First name on top of it was Ernest Langford. He was he ended up being a mayor. H.E. Burgess is a name that a lot of people know was on there. A lot of well-known names. And actually, E.J. Harvell was one of the people who signed. And Linda Harvell is here this morning. You see how I did that? What a radio professional I am.
You are so smooth.
There you go. Anyway, she was Linda Davis when she was at A&M Consolidated.
Linda Bloom.
Linda Bloom, I'm sorry. Yeah. Married into the Harvell family that has been here for, how long has the Bloom family been here?
We moved here in 1953.
Okay, all right. So that's 5 years before we did. But again, I guess the Harvells were part of that group. And I don't know how large the family was.
They're a big fan.
Yeah, they really are. But anyway, you are a Harvell now, and you're married to Russ, and people may know you from Texas Trading Post, obviously.
Yes.
But today we're going to talk about a little bit of history of College Station, obviously. But I thought it was kind of neat that it was apropos that today I got the letter that actually started the process, because then I think they probably had to go to Brazos County to do this. And what we're going to do is start celebrating this 75th anniversary that's coming up, huh?
We are, and we're pretty much honed in on the dates of the weekend of November 15th and 16th. We've actually had to change the dates three times because we keep adding home football games.
Oh, yeah.
We think we've got it locked in, but it's just going to be a wonderful celebration of our 75 years of history.
Yeah, it's neat. And again, I'm kind of nuts on this stuff. I like this, like old archives, pictures, and things like that. And the way that College Station has worked very hard to do that, to save our history. And one of the most important things, I think, is if you have people who are still alive who are older than the city, that we need to capture that history as best we can.
We are, and we actually have a twofold thing. We have a Tell Your Story, where we will actually go out and interview people. I don't know if you remember Mrs. Knowles.
Mm-hmm.
104 yep. years
wow,
old, we
wow,
have
wow.
her story.
That's great.
You know, so we are looking to capture that history. And then the city has Project Hold. So all of this information will be put into Project Hold, so that history is never going to be lost. Now, you could have somebody that maybe moved here in the 60s, and they still have a story to tell. Mm-hmm. They're part of our history. We want to know that. And so we have, they can either write it out for us, they can email us, we'll come to them, they can come to us, but we want to preserve the history of College Station. We don't have an old history, but what we do, we need to preserve.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I guess, do you know exactly how this is going to be accessible by people as time goes on?
Yes, they can go on to Project Hold, okay. and they will actually be able to capture those interviews. And some of them are audio. A lot of them are just where we've had to transcribe, you know, if it was a written interview. We're trying to, when we do the exhibit at the Bush Library, we're trying to come up with a concept where somebody can sit, you know, at a computer screen and maybe have that pulled up, you know, during the course of the exhibit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we really respect the history, and we're just trying to save it.
Yeah. Well, again, so many people have moved here just in the last 10 years. The mm-hmm. population's exploded, of course, as the university grew. But you say it's not a long history, but it's, you know, it's certainly our history. So if people want to be a part of this, let's first of all, do you have some dates that we necessarily need to look at as far as when there's going to be a celebration going on?
We are looking at doing a homecoming / reunion on Friday evening, November 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And then the official opening of the exhibit at the Bush Library will be November 16th. And we should have those dates confirmed within the next week or so. But that's save the date for right now.
Okay. So if some people have some information that they would like to share or just be a part to help you gather information, what do they need to do?
Well, they can call me at 979-703-5305. They can contact Jacob Morris, the historic records coordinator with the city. They can just show up at our 75th committee meeting, yeah. which will be next week, the 14th at 8:30 a.m. at City Hall, because we would love to have more community involvement. We're also looking for sponsors.
Okay, very good. So, and we'll obviously be chatting with you on a regular basis, but this is kind of the kickoff of it, the inaugural, so that people know and either come to observe or be a part of it. Thanks, Linda.
Hey, thank you.
You betcha. Mm-hmm. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VandykeRankin.com.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Stocks are headed for a lower start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Worries over global economic growth and a Chinese effort to calm real estate speculation could weigh on the stock market in the early going. The futures are pointing lower. Analysts say investors are also disappointed there's apparently been no progress toward reversing the cuts in federal spending. If you're a client of the online note-taking service Evernote, you'll need a new password. Evernote says a hacker broke into its computers and was able to access sensitive customer information. The company is resetting the passwords on all 50 million user accounts. The ownership makeup of the online video site Hulu could change. The Wall Street Journal says News Corporation and Walt Disney, which each own a third of Hulu, have both indicated they're willing to buy out the other. Last year's worries over a possible surge in cocoa prices turned out to be unfounded. Cocoa futures are at a nine-month low. The amount and quality of cocoa beans arriving at ports in West Africa exceeds forecasts. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
It's deer season, and that can mean only one thing. Huge savings on John Deere utility tractors. Get 0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 off new 30 to 75 horsepower 3E and 5E open station tractors. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan cash off with purchase of two qualifying implements. Restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
My daughter is a...
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
We all know why we should lose weight. It's healthier, we feel better, move better, and we live longer. It's harder to sleep, clothes never fit right. Sometimes you feel like people are even laughing at you. Oh, we know why we ought to lose weight, but that doesn't make it any easier now, does it? Why can't medical science make losing weight as much fun as gaining it? Well, maybe they will someday. But until then, if you need to lose weight like I did, let me recommend the one way I found that made it as easy as possible. No special foods, no calorie counting, no weighing foods. Doctor developed and hospital tested for effective, safe weight loss. Or you can still eat your regular foods that you always eat. But now with the Active 8 Weight Loss Plan, you will still lose weight. And best of all, it doesn't cost an arm and a leg. It worked for me. Learn more at www.myactive8.com. Or if you prefer to talk to someone, toll free 800-465-4411. MyActive8.com or 800-465-4411.
Ask Americans which constitutional right they treasure most, and you might get a variety of answers. The right to freedom of worship, the right to free speech, and of course, many will tell you the right to vote, especially for the presidency. And in this last election, as there has been in every election for the past 50 years, the controversy comes up about whether the Electoral College system is the best or the popular vote system would be better. And most of us know that while we have instant returns, instant news coverage, even complete with exit polls and very questionable predictions, facts are, it wasn't always that way. While such famous men as Benjamin Franklin and a few others favored popular elections of the chief executive, many of the original Congress did not. A system was developed that allowed people to vote for electors in their state, and then those electors would go to and vote at the national elections. Truth is that the names of the president and vice presidential candidates never appeared on public ballots. But in 1892, when the list of names in South Carolina got so long and unwieldy that it was confusing to the public, well, the state simply listed the name of the president and the vice president on the ballot. A vote for them was a vote for the elector. Gradually, other states realized the simplicity of the South Carolina system, and they followed suit and adopted the short ballot. And we also know that there's been several elections where the popular vote went one way and the electoral vote another. And the debate rages. And probably will for some time to come, especially when I tell you one more little-known fact, one that you may not be aware of. You see, while most Americans treasure their right to vote for their president, that right doesn't actually exist. Our Constitution provides for the establishment of the Electoral College and your right to vote for those electors, not the president. In fact, the Constitution gives none of us the right to vote for a president. So the next time you hear the argument about popular vote and Electoral College, well, I doubt you'll change anyone's opinion, but at least you can throw it into the conversation and, well, muddy it up even a little bit more.
Hey, it's 825 News Talk 1620 WTAW. We had the story in sports this morning. It's very interesting that Randy Galloway reporting that Nolan Ryan may be out.
Yep.
At the Texas Rangers, it's not quite elevated to the Tom Landry Dallas Cowboys situation, but certainly Nolan Ryan is an icon.
Well, he fixed the team. He brought the attitude back to that baseball team they so desperately needed.
Yeah. And, you know, they brought in this guy, John Daniels, who's about 14, isn't he?
Ish.
Looks at, you know, and I think that's probably, I'm sure in his unguarded moments, Nolan Ryan probably says something about how I was probably throwing a baseball before you were born kind of deal. So they basically, I guess, promoted him to president of baseball operations, and then they got the GM in there. I forget what his name is in the front office. So as a result, it doesn't seem like there's any place for Nolan Ryan in the upper echelons of management at the Rangers. And again, don't know. I think Galloway is speculating that with the ego that we're dealing with Nolan Ryan, he may force the issues maybe before even spring training's over, and he could be out. 3 years left on his contract. But still, not to the Tom Landry level, but an icon in the sports world. And what the heck? He may come down and go to work for the Astros again.
That would be nice at this point.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun if he was able to throw that back at him. So we'll see. You may have heard this on the Wall Street Journal report a little while ago. If you're a person who uses Evernote, you need to come up with a new password. The online personal organizer had to reset the passwords of all of their users. We're talking millions of users. According to PC Magazine, no evidence any of the data stored in the cloud had been accessed or changed or lost. Over the weekend, the security team discovered and blocked suspicious activity on their network. So Evernote says any damage from the breach would be limited because they use one-way encryption to protect their data, but you're going to have to go in and get yourself a new password. And if you do that thing, then you know how that's done. And if you don't do that thing, then it doesn't really matter to you, right?
Yeah.
We have two food stories coming up on the other side of Cat's News, so stay through that, and then we'll talk food.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 9th, it's success with bedding plants. Memorable beds full of color depend on selecting the right plants and providing the proper care. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
3D printers haven't yet matched the sophistication of the replicators found on Star Trek. Nonetheless, they're already being used to recreate body parts. For instance, the lab of biomedical engineer Larry Benasser at Cornell has successfully reproduced a human ear with a 3D printer. To do so, his team took 3D photos of an ear and created a printable computer model. He says collagen serves as a sort of ink.
And we encapsulate ear cartilage cells in this collagen. And then we can dispense that material either out of a printer or inject it directly into a mold that's in the right shape.
It takes several months for the cartilage to grow and replace the collagen. So far, they've successfully implanted the ears in rats, and they hope to implant them in humans within 5 years. The goal is to help children born with microtia or underdeveloped ears. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Final Billy Kennedy show of the year is tonight. Wings and more from 7 until 8 o'clock. It'll be heard over this radio station. All things Aggie basketball. Coach takes questions from the floor. Here's a recent response from one of those questions.
Coaches look at teams and they see young guards and they say, we got to attack them. And I thought they really got after J. Mike. They took the ball from him. We thought it obviously was a foul, but in the beginning of the half and laid it up and got a three-point play, and then he turned it over a couple of times in that run, and I took him out the game, and then I went and talked to him and told him to go back in and be aggressive and play through your mistakes if you make any, and he did a really good job the last 10, 12 minutes controlling the game for us and getting us right back in it.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. Billy Kennedy show tonight, our last show of the year, 7 until 8, Wings and More on University Drive. Have a game at home. Final home game of the year, LSU coming up Wednesday night. That one will tip at 7 o'clock, our broadcast starting at 6:30. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Basketball Report.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Memorials continue to honor the victims of the Knights of Columbus Hall fire from 2 weeks ago.
Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor says the transition continues in the week after colleagues around the state and nation have come and gone to pay respect.
I think we're going to have a new normal. I don't think we'll ever go back to where we were. The two that we lost were true leaders in our organization, and the road ahead for the two injured is long.
At an outdoor memorial service in downtown Bryan Friday night, the chief reminded the audience to remember injured firefighters Mitch Moran and Ricky Mantine.
The two that are healing now, again, I ask for your continued prayers. We're optimistic about them and their recovery. We are just looking for the day that we can bring them home, back to the fire department, and see them back on duty again. They're very excited about that, and that's their goal. We want to see them through that, so they're back here with us again.
The service held on a vacant lot on North Main between 21st and 22nd Streets finished with Bob Leslie on the bagpipe playing Amazing Grace. On our website at WTAW.com, you can hear a recording of the service. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A wrong-way driver struck an SUV that had three 18-year-old freshman members of the A&M Corps of Cadets. The crash early yesterday morning on Highway 290 northwest of Houston killed two of the three cadets and the other driver. The Harris County Sheriff's Department identified the Aggies who were killed as Amy Pacheco and Miguel Hernandez. The third cadet, Francisco Campos, is in a Houston hospital. Investigators say the impact set the SUV on fire. Pacheco and Hernandez were not able to get out. The cadets had been in Houston to help judge a Houston Independent School District contest and were driving back to College Station to participate in an early Sunday morning service project. Meanwhile, one of two women crossing a busy College Station street outside a crosswalk was struck by a passing car. Police say the accident during the noon hour yesterday resulted in serious injuries to 22-year-old Ying Zhu of College Station. Investigators closed Southwest Parkway west of Texas for more than 4 hours. Witnesses reported one car had to slow down quickly to avoid hitting the women. Then a car that swerved to miss the first vehicle hit Zhu. No charges have been filed pending the outcome of the investigation. There could be a decision about next year's Bryan School District calendar when the school board meets later today. The board postponed a calendar vote after hearing the recommendation to extend classes into June. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the original survey generated 1,000 responses. In the last 2 weeks, more than 5,000 gave an overwhelming endorsement to the June option.
This is an assumption on my part, but I think it is the number of tests that are mandated, and number one, I think number two, I think option three, I think gives them a few more days off scattered throughout the school year, and that's always good. Teachers need time, and they're stressed. They work hard.
The agenda also includes a proposed renovation to accommodate moving the Hammond Oliver Human Sciences program to the Blue Campus. Last November, the board was asked to consider moving the Mary Catherine Harris at-risk program to the Hammond Oliver building located near St. Joseph's. Wallace says he sympathizes with those wanting to keep the Hammond Oliver program at its present location.
What we say to those parents that have asked are that the students at Hammond Oliver, in terms of numbers of students that it serves, are much lower than our need for our students in our MC Harris. We have a much larger need and a much larger capacity of students that will be served under MC Harris.
Today's meeting starts at noon at the Bryan ISD Administration Building. And 37 years in prison is the punishment for a Bryan man found guilty of participating in a murder over marijuana. 22-year-old Christopher Hernandez was one of three men arrested in the October 2011 shooting of Billy Menard Jr. at his Bryan apartment. The Brazos County District Court jury that spent 4 hours to convict took another 3.5 hours to decide punishment, which included a $5,000 fine. Options ranged from 5 years to life. Hernandez, one of three co-defendants, fired a revolver through the victim's apartment door. Clayton Thompson, who fired a shotgun that struck and killed Menard, is serving a 45-year sentence following a plea agreement last November. And Travis Carroll is scheduled for trial in July. WTW News Time is 8:35. It's 61 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tired of leaving town to attend meetings? The Brazos County Expo is waiting to host your next event, located in the heart of the Brazos Valley and in the center of the Metropolitan Triangle. We can accommodate any size group up to a 2,500-person conference. Interested in a trade show? We can handle that too, up to 150 booths. Host your meetings right here at home at the Brazos County Expo. Let our experts help plan your next meeting. Visit BrazosCountyExpo.com. They're your meetings too. Bring it home to the Brazos County Expo.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
837, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Weather changes on the way during the next 24 hours. We're breezy and warm during today, but we're windy and cooler on Tuesday. So through today, sunshine and scattered clouds. With a southwest wind out there, temperatures 80 or better this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, low to mid-50s. Windy, cooler on Tuesday, mostly sunny skies in the upper 60s. Diminishing winds at night, 35 to 40 Tuesday night. Wednesday, mostly sunny, near 65. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you are. And, of course, Chicken McNuggets. Chicken McNuggets, they aren't just those weirdly shaped forms of white boneless
parts is parts.
Chicken, water, food starch, modified salt, seasoning, autolyzed yeast extract, salt, wheat, starch, natural flavoring, safflower oil, dextrose, citric acid, Sodium phosphates, natural flavor, botanical source, water-enriched flour, niacin, reduced iron, thiamine, monotrite, riboflavin, folic acid, yellow corn flour, bleached wheat flour, food starch, modified salt, leavening, that's baking soda, sodium, and sodium aluminum phosphate, monocalcium, spices, wheat starch, dextrose, and corn starch. Oh, wait, and there's more.
That's what I'm going to cook when you come to my house.
There you are. That ought to be really good. You know, there are four distinct shapes.
Yes.
Kat, can you name them?
What?
Yeah,
at
you
at
didn't know.
At which restaurant?
At all of them.
Are you
there
serious?
There are four distinct shapes.
Shapes?
What they did is they brought folks in from Tyson and all these other worlds of chickendom, and they created four. They tested them, you know, to
are
see
you
which would work
nuggets?
Best.
Chicken nuggets?
Uh-huh. McNuggets.
McNuggets?
Yep. They come in four shapes.
Really?
One of them's the bone.
Yeah.
One is round.
No, they're called the bell, the ball, the boot, and the bone. All got B's.
Really? I thought they ball. Last yep. time I ate at McDonald's, it was just like an oval shape.
Well, you may have gotten just a lot of ball nuggets in that one. You see,
of course, it was probably 10 years ago.
Now,
when
did they
come out with this?
I don't know.
Scientific study.
I can remember. I think the one time that I had chicken McNuggets, maybe I've had them more than once. I don't know. I remember the boot because it had a little area that you could hold so that when you dipped the chicken McNuggets, so it would have some flavor into a sauce. Your fingers didn't get into the sauce
yes.
or whatever. But now the bone is called a bow tie, actually, in Canada.
A bow tie sounds a little bit more endearing.
But now you know that, and something to look at the next time you open up your 42-piece pack of chicken McNuggets that you've brought home to your darkened apartment to eat alone.
ugly.
With the leftovers of the famous bowl from lunch.
That's right. It's a little bit of everything. And you might do that. You might check and see. You could, for instance, I remember they used to do this with M&Ms. You know, people would divide them up to see if they had the proper distribution.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if there's a distribution formula for McDonald's, but, you know, how many bells, how many balls, how many bones, how many boots in each, 19-piece or 27-piece.
Well, I have an expert. I'll check that next time.
Right. Hello.
The only part of the chicken that really looks like that is the rear end.
Yeah.
So I propose that they rename that to the Chicken McBooty.
Yeah. I like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's delightful. Hey, kid, we're talking food. You want to find out about a gun?
A gun?
A gub? Park Elementary School in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah.
Josh Welch was suspended for biting his Pop-Tart into the shape of a gub.
Oh
man.
Yeah, here, check this out.
It was already a rectangle. I just kept on biting it and biting it.
Yeah.
Tore off the top of it, and it kind of looked like a gun, but it wasn't. All I was trying to do was turn it into a mountain, but it didn't look like a mountain, really. And it turned out to be a gun.
They suspended him for 2 days.
How stupid are people?
Well, oh, no, wait. We don't have time for that. No, we don't have time to answer that question.
I mean, really?
And that's,
wake up, America.
And that's fine that he wanted to make it a mountain, but, you know, I could think of boys who'd probably want to
make it a
Pop-Tart and see if you could make it a gun. Let me make it look like a gun.
Letter sent home, quote, used food to make an inappropriate gesture.
Oh, my.
Suspended for 2 days.
That could have meant something completely different.
Yes. Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
And that story pretty much exemplifies why we've outlived our usefulness for public schools.
Yeah, well, we may have outlived our usefulness. I'm not, you know,
period.
Public school's fine. We just may have done that.
I mean, when did everything just change?
When did everything get crazy?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a long time,
I mean,
really.
Come on.
Oh, let me see. Sophia Bush and Rebecca De Mornay will head the cast of NBC's Hatfields and McCoys pilot.
The miniseries was awesome.
They ran it again last weekend. Yesterday, maybe. I'm not sure. TV Line says the show will be set in Pittsburgh, now 150 years after the feud began back in 1863.
Aha.
Back in the day, the Hatfields were richer of the two families. On the new show, it's still the same as the blue-collar McCoys try to wrest control of the city from the Hatfields after suspicious deaths reignite the feud. Rebecca De Mornay will play the head of the Hatfield clan. Virginia Madsen will play Eloise McCoy, who heads up the other side. Sophia Bush will play the oldest daughter on the show, so I guess that's it. We're gonna modernize.
There's no men on this show?
Oh, there will be, but I'm sure it's just we need to have a cat fight, so to speak, to begin with. Don't take it personally. Hello.
It's not public school anymore. It's the educational industrial complex.
Educational institution.
Let's see. Movies people saw this weekend. The 3D movie Jack the Giant Slayer managed to top the box office list this weekend. Did much worse than expected. Much worse than expected. Brought in $28 million. That sounds like a lot of money, but when you consider it cost them $200 million to make, that's probably not too good. Probably won't get their money back. Number two is Identity Thief. That's that movie with the fat girl, right? And then 21 and Over debuted in at number three with $9 million. So a big weekend at the box office. An icicle in Canada is so big.
How big is it?
Thank you. It's got its own Twitter account.
Wow.
According to CNews, the three-story chunk of ice in the town of Saskatoon has seen it's been chopped down. I see. Firefighters thought that there was a safety reason. Well, yeah, I could think a three-story chunk of ice could probably be a problem if it melted up there at the top. The giant icicle existed for at least 2 days, became the subject of several pictures and videos, and so it's twitter.com/giantIcicle, which I guess would probably make sense since it's about a giant icicle. And Honey Boo Boo is in hot water.
Uh-oh.
But they're finally giving her a bath?
Hope they didn't refill the, hope they didn't overfill the tub. No, she's in hot water with the Girl Scouts, even though she's not a Girl Scout. The reality star started hawking Girl Scout cookies on her Facebook page, but the organization shut the whole thing down.
Wow, how did that happen?
Well, see, the deal is that they want it to be a face-to-face situation. See, the whole idea behind Girl Scout cookies, and I'm not saying that it exists now, but the entire process was supposed to be, and they do to some extent, it used to be a lot of door-to-door, and maybe it still is. It doesn't happen to be in my neighborhood. But, you know, if you'll go into grocery stores or shoppatoriums or something like that, they'll be sitting out there with a table saying, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? Which is not the same as knocking on the door. That's neighbor pressure. You know how that is.
Yep.
Because they come out and they've got their list, and they've got, you know, a sample of each box, and Mr. Johnson, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookie? You know, and it works.
Oh, good grief.
Well, it works. No, it works. But
it
anyway.
It never worked for me.
Oh, well, okay. I'm sorry.
I just remember Girl Scout cooking is not cooking.
Cookies.
Cookie selling.
Yeah.
It's just where you're kind of like feel awkward and
well, but you
try in the name of learning how to
exactly.
be professional.
Learn people skills, right? That's what it was all about. Well, see, she's doing it on the internet, and so that's not the right thing. Now, for their part, the Thin Men addicts are really upset because apparently there were some that had autographed boxes that were available and signed photos and also access to extremely, extremely detailed Facebook updates about Honey Boo Boo because that's important.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah, but anyway, she can't do that anymore. And she can't be taking them, you know, I'm sure she was giving the money to the Girl Scouts. So I wouldn't want anything about that, but still. Honey Boo Boo is no longer selling Girl Scout cookies. She's just eating every one she can get her hands on. So, since legalizing recreational pot, that happened, last November, Colorado's kind of been wrestling with what constitutes intoxication for a pot smoker, which is a good question.
Should have thought about that before you did silly stuff, Colorado.
There you go. There's a battle of the laws as to, because, you know, they could test the blood level limit for THC. I mean, they could test the blood level amount of THC, and they could set a limit, much like they do with alcohol. A driver over the limit could be deemed as guilty of driving under the influence, just like it was alcohol. But activists say the one-size-fits-all standard doesn't work for marijuana because it affects people differently than alcohol. And so setting some sort of a THC limit would cause it to be unfairly enforced.
Well, doesn't alcohol affect people
differently?
Yeah.
Sure, there's
no doubt.
Sounds
like an argument that's not very good.
There's no doubt. Every state bars drivers from driving under the influence. But convictions in drug driving offenses generally rely more on the officer's observation of the driver rather than actual blood content, the blood tests. How Colorado settles the debate obviously could mean a lot. Far-reaching implications as a growing number of states are approving marijuana for medical use and others consider legalizing it altogether. Does this end up being the benchmark that they use? Hello?
If there's a 12-pack of Taco Bell tacos in the front seat, they're probably over the limit.
That's right. I was actually thinking Twinkies, sir.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
And now for the entire month of February, you can save even more at Cartridge World. 50% more, to be exact. First, go like Cartridge World on Facebook. Then, click on the offer tab. Cartridge World will send you an email for 50% off your next purchase of printer ink or toner.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Well, it's going to be 80 today, and it's going to get kind of cool again a little bit. But we've discussed it. This has been a very odd year. I think it's safe to say, though, stuff's turning green, and it's going to stay that way. So maybe time for you to call ABC Home and Commercial Services at 361-0500, because ABC Home and Commercial Services can come out, and they can take care of your lawn, take care of your flower beds, take care of your gardens on an ongoing basis. Or if you really enjoy doing this, and a lot of people do, maybe just get them to jumpstart things for you. A one-time cleanup. Get all the stuff out of your yard that you don't want. Get your flower beds cleaned up. Get everything looking the way that you want. And then you maintain it for the rest of the year. They'll be more than happy to help you with that. So with this time of year and as we're getting toward that, let ABC Home and Commercial Services help you out. And go to the website, which is abchomeandcommercial.com, or you can give them a call at 361-0500 and find out all the ways that ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you with your home and your environment.
Your carpets and floors are a large portion of your home investment. Keeping them clean increases their life and the value of your home. Advanced Carpet Cleaning is a fully insured and certified local company, cleaning carpets, upholstery, and tile and grout since 1982. An annual professional cleaning will remove debris and residues that vacuums and rental equipment just can't reach. Call Advanced Carpet Cleaning today at 696-8899. Go with a local company you can trust. Advanced Carpet Cleaning, 696-8899.
10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The lady's name is Donna Millington Day, lives in England. She basically is the fairy godmother of wedding cakes for the people in the town of Staffordshire. Is it Staffordshire or Staffordshire?
Staffordshire. You did a good job.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. A lady has designed a wedding cake basically that looks like a wedding dress. And I went and looked at it, and what it actually is it's a torso in a wedding dress, but it's all made out of cake. 17 layers of pure sponge cake.
Oh, really?
It is 6 feet tall.
Most of the time, most of their cakes are actually fruit cake.
Ah,
so they have a lot heavier of wedding cakes than we do. It'll be a fruit cake with a marzipan layer and then just a sugar layer.
No,
so, are you glad you got married without one of those?
Yep. It's topped with 50 pounds of icing. It can feed over 2,000 guests. The bride... wear it, it says here. Yeah.
Good grief. But
nonetheless, anyway, we'll see what happens.
Hopefully no brides will wear it. That's just disturbing.
Yeah, that's true. There are all kinds of treatments for dyslexia, but a video game treatment is one that kids will likely enjoy.
Okay, you got my attention.
There you go. Study being published in this month's Current Biology explains that dyslexic children scored better on tests after playing, action video games for hours. Researchers believe this could be because their minds temporarily became more focused while playing. So far, nobody's suggesting that kids turn on the Wii before hitting the books, but video games could become a tool for teachers who have kids with a reading disability in their classrooms. Okay, I want to see the test results, okay? Teacher, I'll study in a minute. First, let's play, whatever. I can't think of anything that's nonviolent. The study did show a link between playing action video games and improved reading scores, but it did not prove a cause and effect kind of relationship. So the next step is that researchers are going to try to focus on trying to figure out why the video games may help improve the symptoms, and then, of course, they'll take that and put it into something that's not playing video games because we don't want kids to be having too much fun.
So, right.
You know how that
absolutely
never works out well. New York Times says a book called The Fast Diet has the potential to be the blockbuster in U.S. America after becoming a bestseller in Great Britain. The premise is simple. Eat whatever you want for 5 days, okay? and then you fast for two.
Oh, well, Lainey from Candy 95 tried that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, Lainey needs to lose weight. She turns sideways, sticks out her tongue, she looks like a zipper. Anyway, the authors recommended two light meals a day of about 300 calories each on said fasting days. The secret to weight loss, according to the book, is that even after just a few hours of fasting, the body begins to turn off the fat-storing mechanisms and turn on the fat-burning systems. The book's co-author is a medical journalist who came up with the 5-to-2 ratio after looking into the idea of intermittent fasting and experimenting on himself and producing a popular documentary on the subject. The book followed. The U.S. edition came out last week. The National Health System in Great Britain, meanwhile, cautions that despite its increasing popularity, there's a great deal of uncertainty about IF. That's what it's called, intermittent fasting.
Yeah, because I've heard that fasting actually makes you absorb more fat. Your body goes into the shock like, oh my gosh, we've got to preserve ourselves.
Right, and then it starts saving itself. Right, exactly. So we'll see. But anyway, that's what this guy is saying. And gosh, the story comes out just as the book hits U.S. America. I know.
Interesting how that works.
It really is, isn't it? So is Jay Leno leaving The Tonight Show? Hollywood Reporter says 2013-2014 will be Leno's last season. Jimmy Fallon, who hosts NBC's Late Night Show, will be announced as his successor in the summer of next year. So why the switch? Chalk it up to Jimmy Kimmel over at ABC, apparently. Leno is consistently beating Kimmel in the 18 to 34 demo, but Kimmel is competitive, and that scares NBC. So a younger host like Fallon seems like a solution. Another reason for the possible ouster is that Jay Leno is expensive, about $20 million a year. And NBC is mostly broke, and so that's really going to be a problem for them in the future. Now, nobody says anything about, what's that Keith, what's his name, who's on after?
Ferguson?
Yeah, that guy's pretty talented.
Yeah, I like him.
And I don't see him very often. I just see little snippets of him. I'm certainly never up at that time. But I think he's a pretty sharp fellow, and I know he writes a lot of his own stuff, too. But anyway, that's for all the late Knicks who stay up. It's 4 minutes till.
Most people have questions about the beginning of time. Is the Earth really billions of years old? Did we come from a monkey? These are timeless questions that we all ask ourselves. Victory Church will be hosting a creation seminar March the 3rd through the 6th, discussing many of these questions. Creation science evangelist Steve Grohman will speak on the subject of creation versus evolution. Bring your friends, your neighbors, and your foes. For more details, contact Victory Church at 774-9690 or online at victoryupc.com. Victory Church, 13107 State Highway 30 in College Station.
You know, sometimes you only get one chance, like making that first impression, remembering your lines on opening night, or packing your first parachute.
Geronimo!
But books, music, and movies always get a second chance at half-price books. Now they're even paying cash for gaming consoles, video games and accessories, even e-readers, iPhones, iPads, and iPods. Second chances are what half-price books is all about. Sure, they have tons of great new stuff, but the treasures are the things that other folks have chosen not to pack up in trash, but to take to half-price books for cash. And for a limited time, you'll get a 10% off coupon on any purchase at half-price books when you sell the things you've already enjoyed. When I sell to half-price books, I feel I'm sharing a little piece of myself with somebody that I may never meet. And I think that's kind of neat. So sell your stuff at half-price books. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
Hey, you stay till the end of the show, you have a chance to win two tickets to the Taste of Aggieland, which is tomorrow night.
Hey.
All right, that's like a $50 value, okay? Bonnie Franklin died over the weekend. Her show is called One Day at a Time. What city was it based in? 695-1620. What city was it based in? 695-1620. It's a little esoteric, but nonetheless. This taste, now, Kat, are you going to this?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
That's definitive.
What?
It's the Epicurean Extravaganza. It's pretty neat. Again, the ticket's $25, and you get to go in there and sample food from local restaurants, and it's, you know, it's kind of fun. What's the answer?
Philadelphia.
Nope, that's not it. Thanks. Hi, what's the answer?
Minneapolis.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620.
That's Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, it was. Hi there, what's the answer?
Cincinnati?
Nope, thanks. 695-1620. Where was One Day at a Time based? What's the answer?
Indianapolis.
That's it. It's Indianapolis. Nice job. Wow. Who's this?
This is Gus. Roman.
Did you look it up?
No, actually, I remembered.
You remembered that.
I remembered.
I remembered as soon as I read it this morning. Gus, I got a pair of tickets for you to the Epicurean Extravaganza. It's tomorrow night at the Expo Center. Come by, and I got them for you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. See you later. Yeah, Indianapolis. And, of course, Kat, you're way too young to have seen this show. But But it was really, it really was. It's a pretty good show.
One of the sacrifices I had to make by being born, just being young.
That's true. Officials on the Australian island of Tasmania say they've received several reports from people who saw a beam of light fall from the sky and start a fire.
Huh.
Residents began reporting seeing a bright light igniting a fire in a nearby field early Saturday after the fire, which left a distinct burn mark. Investigation as to what the source happens to be.
I think it was the same aliens that take over our station.
I'm just telling that. Yeah, that in the crop circles. Yeah, just man. I mean, between that and the thing that happened in Russia,
Who's playing Jumanji?
It's end time. What is that? That's like
it's a board game.
Oh,
when
that's
you played
right.
All these animals jump out.
Oh,
and
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
Crazy stuff happens.
Yeah, now that you say that, I remember that. Okay, but I don't know. All right, so on this date in history. 1493, Christopher Columbus got home. I mean, do you think he brought people over and showed slides?
No.
Yeah, little clicker there. Anyway, that was let's see. And then in 1837, Chicago became incorporated as a city. 1943, the film Mrs. Miniver won 6 Academy Awards. Greer Garson accepted her award, spoke for 5.5 minutes in her thank you address, set a record. Obviously, they don't do that anymore. We all know about the Standard & Poor's 500. Well, in 1957, it was the Standard & Poor's 90, and they changed it to the 500.